I'll tell you about the dance hall used to be out here. At the end of this road here, on the right hand side, I'm back of Joe Stem's house. There was a dance hall. Right there where the hydrant is, just around the corner from that. That was the dance hall. So about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, my mother and father go to bed. They went a bit early, Friday night, Saturday nights, you know. And I wait for the snores. They used to snore like I do, of course. And I sneak out to the door and I go down and over to the dance hall. And I wouldn't stay there too long, you know, but I'd be there until 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. It wasn't like it was a dark, secluded spot. It wasn't. It was people out around her all the time. And there was this little fella listening. That was me, you know. I'd be looking into the window or listening to the door, and I'd be hearing a couple of tunes that I really liked. And so the next day I go over to the store where Frank used to play at the dances. So I go over to the store and I said to Frank, "Jesus, Frank, what was a couple of tunes I liked last night? You know, what was the names of them?" So Frank, he said, what ones? I said, "Jesus, I don't know." So he'd sit down and he'd play all of them that he played the night before, because he'd play at the drop of a hat, you know. And when he came to the tunes, I said, "Yeah, that's the ones. What's the name of them, you know?" So that's when I got Frank Stamps' tune. I never heard it before, and I have an awful lot of old Irish records, and I'm after hearing tons and tons of Irish tunes, right? But I've never heard these tunes played by anyone, so that's why I call them Frank Stamps tunes, and that's the only thing that I remember him by today, Frank Stamps tunes.